Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German.
Welcome back to the Coffee Break German Show. Ich bin Marc.
Ich heiße Thomas.
Wie geht's dir, Thomas?
Sehr gut. Dankeschön, Marc. Wie geht's dir?
Gut, danke. Also, was machen wir heute?
Wir reden über Infinitivsätze, Infinitive Clauses or Sentences.
Okay, so there are different ways in which we can use the infinitive.
Yes, they are all very, very useful.
Okay.
But there's kind of one solution in English and three in German. So we'll talk about the three different scenarios in German.
Ausgezeichnet. So in these weekly episodes from Coffee Break German, we're helping you take your German skills further one coffee break at a time.
If you're listening to this as a podcast, please remember to subscribe to the channel. And if you're watching us on YouTube as a video, please also like the video, subscribe to the channel.
Fantastic. Also, los geht's.
Würde ich sagen, fangen wir an.
So Thomas, you said we're talking about these infinitive clauses. Can you tell us a little more about this infinitive idea?
Yes, for example, we use it a lot because we say, we are here to improve our German. So in English, we would use to improve as the infinitive in a sentence.
But in German, that would be a little more complicated. And we're going to come to that a little later, because let's start, first of all, with the simplest form of the infinitive. It's the form that you'll find in the dictionary.
Exactly. So if we take to improve, you look it up in the dictionary, in German, you would see verbessern.
Verbessern, yes. So the verb to improve. And we can translate that as to improve. It's the form that doesn't have a conjugation. It's not saying he improves or she improves or we improve or they will improve or anything like that.
Exactly. It also doesn't refer to a specific time. So neither future or past. It's timeless.
It's timeless. You could say there are infinite possibilities of the infinitive. Badum. Anyway, so we've got to improve, verbessern, and we would see that in that form in certain situations. I'm thinking, for example, like with auxiliary verbs.
Ganz genau. So that's kind of the first topic we want to talk about today, that it doesn't, it's just verbessern and nothing else.
Yeah.
And that's, for example, if we build the future tense and we use werden as our auxiliary verb. So wir werden unser Deutsch verbessern.
Wir werden unser Deutsch verbessern. We are going, or we will improve our German.
Exactly. And you see in English already, you say, we are going to improve. So in English, you have the to improve, the to plus the infinitive, while in German, you only see wir werden verbessern.
Yeah. Okay. So we need to remember that when we're translating from English into German. Give us another example of that, where we just see the infinitive without anything else.
It's the same if you use any form of modal verbs. So for example, and sometimes it's a bit tricky because in English you would say, I have to practice. So again, you have the to practice. While in German, you would only say, wir müssen üben.
Wir müssen üben. Okay, so we have to practice. The to is kind of taken up in the infinitive. It's there already.
Genau.
Okay, but we do, from time to time, see the infinitives with a zu.
Yes, you come across it a lot in German and it's very, very popular. For example, if I say, wir vergessen jedes Mal die Fenster zu schließen.
Right, so we, every single time, we forget to close the window.
Genau, and English again, to close the window, you have to close. But this time in German we say, zu schließen. So we need that extra little verb zu.
So let's hear that one again.
Wir vergessen jedes Mal die Fenster zu schließen.
So wir vergessen jedes Mal die Fenster zu schließen.
Genau.
Noch ein Beispiel?
Ja klar. Du hast mir versprochen, dein Zimmer aufzuräumen.
Oh, an interesting one there. Okay, right. So du hast mir versprochen, you have promised me or you promised me, das, or dein Zimmer, aufzuräumen.
Yeah.
So that's aufräumen, the verb.
That zu just goes in the middle.
Yeah, because it's separable, yeah?
Ganz genau.
So Du hast mir versprochen, dein Zimmer aufzuräumen.
Yeah. So if you have a separable verb, the two slides in the middle. You might have noticed with both of these sentences, in German, we actually would have a comma. Mm-hmm. So it'd say, du hast mir versprochen, comma, dein Zimmer aufzuräumen. So it's almost like a separate clause of the sentence.
Yeah. And if you want to see the written version of all of this content, we've got a blog article. So make sure you check out that blog article. There's a link in the description. So du hast mir versprochen, comma, dein Zimmer aufzuräumen. Give us another example where we put the zu in like that.
Er freut sich, dich wiederzusehen.
Oh, nice. Okay. Er freut sich. He's looking forward to dich, you, wiederzusehen. Once again to see. He's looking forward to seeing you again.
Genau.
So Thomas, can I just check something here? I'm thinking that in the idea of I want to do something, I need to do something, I'm going to do something, there we've got the infinitive combined with another verb. It's not sitting out on its own.
Yes, exactly. And it is probably the most common form where we come across the infinitive.
Yeah.
However, it's technically not an infinitive clause or sentence because it's just taken an infinitive and it's combined with an auxiliary or modal verb.
But in the examples, for example, like when we said, wir vergessen jedes Mal die Fenster zu schließen, the die Fenster zu schließen is out on its own in its own little clause.
Exactly. And we've now looked at one type of these infinitive clauses. And I would generally say you can describe them as like what infinitive clauses, because we're asking, what is it? What did you forget? Or what did you remember?
Yeah.
Or what are you looking forward to? What did you promise? Yeah.
Okay,
and then the answer is always, oh, to close the windows, to tidy the room, to see you again.
Yeah. Or I guess we could replace that whole thing with a noun. I forgot the keys. I am looking forward to the party and so on. So, you know, you're replacing the party or the keys with to close the window or to lay the table or to go to the party.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good.
There is another type of infinitive clause or sentence, and that uses plus zu plus the infinitive.
Yeah, so I'm familiar with this one. We've done this quite a bit in Coffee Break German.
Mein Deutsch zu verbessern.
Mein Deutsch zu verbessern, yeah. So ich bin hier, I'm here, mein Deutsch zu verbessern. I'm here in order to improve my German.
Genau, and you just said it correctly. Often it's translated with like in order to. So can you think, what question would you ask to get to that, like, in order to? Because we said one type of sentence was the what.
Yeah.
What would you ask now?
So this would be a why.
Genau, like why or for what purpose are you doing this or is that happening?
Yeah. Do you know, I often think when I'm speaking in English, because I've been so focused on this kind of idea, whether it's in German or another language, very often I use the word or the phrase in order to, when it's completely not needed in English, but I think in my head it's so programmed that I need to be thinking about in order. Why are we here? We're here in order to do something. So that's an zu.
Exactly.
Let's look at some examples of that then.
Sie fahren nach München, ihre Oma zu besuchen.
So they are going to Munich, ihre Oma zu besuchen, to visit their grandmother. Why? Why are they going to Munich?
Genau.
To visit their grandmother.
Noch ein Beispiel. Ich gehe Tomaten kaufen, einen Salat zu machen.
I'm going to buy tomatoes in order to make a salad.
Genau, sehr gut. So does it become, or you can see the difference of like the what and like the why.
Definitely, yeah.
And so just remember, if you have what, it's just zu plus infinitive. And if it's why, it's everything else, and then zu plus infinitive at the end of the sentence.
And with the zu, there's a comma in there as well, isn't there? Ich gehe Tomaten kaufen, comma,
genau,
einen Salat zu machen.
And we mentioned in the earlier one, there's also in most of the what infinitive clauses, there's a comma. There's a few exceptions.
Okay.
Don't want to go there.
No, I just know.
Generally, place a comma is never a bad idea there.
Okay, ausgezeichnet.
I have one challenge to show you that both of these infinitive clauses can appear in one sentence.
Okay, go for it.
Today, we are learning to use infinitive sentences to improve our German.
Right. So that's see, when you said to improve our German, I immediately thought in order to improve our German. Right. So today we are learning, heute lernen wir, infinitive sentences, Infinitivsätze.
Sehr gut, perfekt.
Zu benutzen.
Ja, genau.
Unser Deutsch zu verbessern.
Perfect. So we have Infinitivsätze zu benutzen.
Yeah.
What are we learning today? And then why are we learning it?
Yeah.
Um unser Deutsch zu verbessern. Perfect.
Okay. And could we say, morgen werden wir noch Infinitivsätze zu benutzen, um unser Deutsch noch zu verbessern.
Ja, you could say, morgen werden wir noch mehr Infinitivsätze benutzen, um unser Deutsch noch mehr zu verbessern. Ja, genau.
So tomorrow we will be learning to use more infinitive sentences in order to improve our German.
Even more.
Even more.
Are we doing that?
I think so. We'll leave it there. We hope that you've enjoyed this lesson of Coffee Break German. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to see all of the examples in a written version, then we've got a blog article. You can check out the link in our description.
And if you like more help with your German and receive free regular email lessons, visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/German.
You can look out for that next mini lesson in your inbox very soon. For now, vielen Dank, Thomas.
Sehr, sehr gerne.
Und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Happy Coffee Breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.